The word of God given to us today is Acts chapter 16, verses 6 to 10. It is on the page 215 in the New Testament. Allow me to read the postscript. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of men of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Amen. Elder Mr. Hyung-Soo Kim and Deaconess Ms. Mi-Ja Kim of 414th District of our church were a married couple with good faith, respected by others. However, sadly, Ms. Kim, who had been diagnosed with acute myelocytic leukemia on January 19th of last year, was called by God 13th month thereafter, leaving behind her husband on March 21st of this year. Recently, Mr. Kim found a letter left by Ms. Kim as he was organizing stuff of his late wife. It was a letter-like will by Ms. Kim on which Ms. Kim wrote down her feelings and faith as she was facing the last days of her life. The last part of the letter was about her retired husband, who will be left alone. With the consent of Mr. Kim, I would like to share the last part of the letter with you today. Although my two married daughters will be sad, but will be able to get by after I pass away, I'm worried about my husband in the age of 63. Men do not mature with age. I'm worried whether my husband will be alright by himself as I'm about to part from him. Of course, I should do away such worries, but I have to write a few words on how he can manage by himself. This may also be a useless worry. He will do well. However, I will write down a few things for my husband who does not know how to communicate with his daughters or fix a simple ramen. First, family relationship. Try to live close to children by any means and help raising grandchildren. Wisely manage money to become an affluent grandfather to grandchildren, and help grandchildren's commute to school. Second, personal maintenance. Always be clean and deep. Do not lose the charm of romance gray. Third, meal. Learn how to fix a toast by yourself in the morning and research good restaurants in the neighborhood. A meal a day to be dined out and another meal to be eaten at children's place. For housekeeping, always keep house clean and by seeking the help of a housekeeper twice a week. Fifth, hobby. Try new hobbies. Set aside foolishness that prevented you from enjoying your life. Make use of a community center. Develop hobbies. Frequently visit palaces, art galleries, and theaters in downtown. I believe God is at work through my weaknesses. As I was reading the letter, my eyes were filled with tears. It is because I was able to feel how Mr. Kim would have felt as he was reading the last words of his late wife. For Ms. Kim, who knew her last day is approaching, her biggest focus was on her husband rather than herself. When Ms. Kim left a detailed note on how her loving husband should live after she passes away while she was fighting with leukemia, how much she would have had prayed for her husband when she was living with him. The importance of word or record lies here. If Ms. Kim had said, "I love you," to her husband in her last day, it would have been a precious thing. However, those being said tend to fade away as time goes by and are forgotten from our memory at the end of the day. In other words, words in written form are not forgotten or lost. In the letter of Ms. Kim, there is not a single phrase saying she loves her husband. However, every word in the letter is a record of her love towards her husband. Because of such record, Elder Mr. Kim could deeply feel love of his late wife and would never forget such love. Such record would be a glass reflecting his love toward by his wife and a microscope showing the specifics of such love. With the record of his late wife's love, Mr. Kim would not forget how much he was loved by his wife and will be able to lead his life in the way his wife had hoped for. God is Word. The love of God to man, who is also Word, is providing His Word to us. In our lives, we meet people we do not wish to talk to. Nothing is more tiresome than speaking with somebody who does not understand or whom you cannot communicate to. If such is a case among men, wouldn't it be more so between God and men? Would Holy God want to share His words with men who are wicked sinners? Can the Lord Creator and men created really communicate equally? Can men with a limited life truly understand the words of eternal God? Then, wouldn't it be more annoying for God to communicate with God? Despite this, God gave His words to men because of His love towards us. What is more amazing about God's such love to men is that He gave His words in the form of writing a record. If God gave His word verbally, which He would dissipate in the air after making momentary waves in the air, who will be able to hear the words of God? How can such words of God be delivered to men as eternal words surpassing the time and space?
인간에게 사라지지 않는 문자 기록으로 주시기 위해서 무려 1500년
God used about 40 people during 1500 years of period in order to provide his words in the form of record. Because of such love of God, we can read the word of God with our own eyes and carry the words of God wherever we go and lead by such words. In that sense, Bible, which is a record of Word of God, is a glass that shows God and a microscope that confirms specifics of the love of God. Although Bible is a compilation of the words of God, it is not a record only about God. The Bible also records lives of countless people. This is to show how God is at work and has worked through such individuals' life. This is the reason why God chose a person leading one's life in this world to the fullest extent, rather than a theologist or philosophers, as his means to record his words. The words of God is not an abstract concept or theory, but a specific power of life. In today's scripture, we can meet a person that God chose as his means to record the words of God. Paul, who left Lystra with Silas and Timothy, wanted to continue to preach the gospel in Asia, western region of Turkey nowadays. However, Holy Spirit did not allow that. Paul and his companions wanted to enter the east of Bithynia by traveling north of Mysia and passing Phrygia and Galatia. However, now, the Spirit of Jesus did not allow that. Paul and his companions had to go down to Troas, which lies in the opposite of Bithynia from Mysia. Troas was a port city connecting Asia and European continent. On the night Paul's companions arrived at Troas, Paul had seen a vision. It was a vision of a man of Macedonia asking him to come over to Macedonia and help them. Macedonia belonged to the European continent across the sea from the Troas. Verse 10. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. As soon as Paul had seen the vision, Paul and his companions wanted to cross the ocean to the European continent by ship. Paul and his companions accepted the vision of Paul as the command of God to preach the gospel to Europeans across the sea. The important fact here is that as explained to you 2 weeks ago, Paul's companions are referred as we in the form of first person plural from verse 10 of the Acts. Before today's scripture, Paul's company was always referred as they. However, from today's scripture and throughout the Acts, Paul's company is recorded as us, us means plural subjects, including the writer of the Book of Acts. The fact that Paul and his parties are referred as us from Troas means that the writer of the Acts joined Paul's party thereafter. We know who that is. It is Luke, who also authored the book of Luke. Luke was a Gentile. That meant Greek was his mother tongue. As mentioned earlier, he was a medical doctor. Back then, or now, doctors are required to go through a lengthy training. In other words, Luke was considered as an intelligent elite. Therefore, Luke was one of the writers of the New Testament who spoke Greek most eloquently and accurately. Luke is the author of the Book of Luke and Acts. In the very beginning of the two books, Luke identifies that the recipient of the two books is Theophilus, who was a man of power and knowledge. In other words, the Book of Luke and Acts were written for Gentile intellects. Because God wanted the Gentile intellects to receive the gospel, he chose Luke, also a Gentile intellect, as a means to fulfill God's will. The fact that Luke joined Paul's company from Troas means that Luke was residing at Troas as a doctor. We don't know how Paul met Luke at Troas. However, one thing we know for sure is that because Paul was the first man to preach the gospel to each town in Turkey region, then part of Asia Peninsula, Luke was able to accept the gospel at Troas and become Christian. Further, Luke left behind his life as a doctor by joining Paul's mission trip and led a life of a missionary. According to the 2 Timothy, Luke, who joined Paul's company in today's scripture, continued to stay with Paul in his last years, even when Paul was imprisoned in a Roman cell. Paul, who suffered from a chronic illness, did not only receive medical help from Luke. Throughout the Acts, Luke observed the life of Paul and recorded every detail in the Acts. But how did Luke record events that took place before Luke joined Paul's companions? After Paul was called upon by the Lord, Paul had lived only for the Lord. Therefore, Luke was able to record events in chapter 9 to today's scripture based on Paul's explanation offered during the mission trip. Then, how about the events recorded in chapter 1 to 8 of the Acts by Luke?
우리들에게 그것이 가능할 수 있도록 하나님께서 미리 예비해 주신 인물이
The person that God has prepared for Luke to record such events in the Acts was Silas. When Paul was starting his second mission trip, he wanted to go with Barnabas. Barnabas was a co-pastor of Antioch Church with Paul and was Paul's partner during the first mission trip. However, the two parted right before the second mission trip because of the issue of accompanying Mark. For Barnabas wanted to take Mark, who left the missionary team without permission and returned to his hometown during the first mission trip, Paul opposed that he cannot take such an irresponsible young man again. When Barnabas started his mission trip with Mark separately from Paul, Paul did not look for his partner for the second mission trip at the Antioch church that he was preaching. The partner that Paul chose was Silas from Jerusalem Church. Acts tell us that Silas was a prophet of Jerusalem Church. After Jesus ascended into heaven, the Jerusalem church became a hub for direct disciples of Jesus Christ. Because it was pre-New Testament era, people accepted the Gospels and believed Jesus based on the disciples' verbal preaching and teachings. In other words, Silas was a prophet who had heard the stories of Jesus descending into heaven, his birth, life, sufferings, resurrections, and ascend into heaven, as well as events explained in chapter 1 through 8 of the Acts, directly from disciples. And had good knowledge about them. Therefore, Luke was able to record those he heard from Silas in chapter 1 through 8 of the Acts during the second mission trip. And also the book of Luke. We cannot but feel a spiritual bliss from the amazing work of God that led Luke to meet Paul and Silas so that Luke can write the book of Acts. After Luke left behind his life as a doctor and followed Paul, he did not lead an easy life of a doctor. It was a road of sufferings, filled with hunger, cold, pains, and tests, which required Luke to put his life at stake. However, because Luke did not refuse such a road of suffering with Paul and Silas, we can meet Jesus Christ through the book of Luke. Understanding details the events that took place in early churches after Jesus ascended into heaven and how God fulfilled this will through disciples and Paul in detail. What does it mean that God recorded every deed of Paul's work through Luke, a Gentile intellect, and made Luke accompany Paul. This is a message of a great hope. God is not a God of Paul only. God that Paul believed is the God in Trinity that we believe. God who watched over the life of Paul and recruited Gentile doctor Luke to record his words in the God is the God who is presently watching over us now and recording each of our lives eternally through his own way. In the era of Elijah, the entire Israel had no crop from drought. A widow living in Zarephath neither had anything to eat. The widow had only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug, just enough to make a last meal for herself and her loving son, and die thereafter. But then Elijah came to Zarephath and asked the widow for bread to eat. The widow took the words of Prophet Elijah as the words of God. So she made a loaf of bread with her last flour and oil and gave it to Elijah. In that place, there was nobody else but Elijah and the widow. Nobody could have seen what had happened at that place. However, God saw all of it. And recorded such gracious obedience of the widow in the Bible through his own way. Further, until the end of the drought, God made a widow's jar of flour does not become used up, and her jug of oil does not become dried up. This was God's eternal reward to the widow's faith. Prophet Amos was originally a shepherd at Tekoa. In the old days, shepherding was a trade for poor people who did not receive formal education. People did not like to go close to shepherds because they were considered as unclean. However, because God saw Amos' heart towards God, he poured his words to Amos, and Amos started to preach God's words to people. However, nobody listened to the words of an uneducated shepherd, Amos. So, did his words dissipate in the air 2800 years ago? No. God, through his own way, recorded the words of God delivered by Amos in Bible. This is also an eternal reward of God. Thousand years ago, there were 13 offering boxes in the entrance of Jerusalem church in the form of a horn. Rich people threw their offerings in gold coins or silver coins, making a loud noise so that other people can see how much offerings they have made. In contrast, a poor widow silently put an amount of a fraction of a penny Such amount was a small amount, only 1/64th of a worker's daily wage. Nobody took a notice of such poor widow who was silently putting a small amount in the offering box. However, Jesus was watching that widow and complimented to her that her offering was the most precious offering. He did not only compliment in words, Jesus, through his ways, recorded the story of a poor widow in the Book of Words, Bible. This is also an eternal reward of God towards the widow. Disciple John recorded the kingdom of heaven as follows in Revelation. Chapter 20, verse 12. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the Book of Life. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. Our lives are recorded in the way of God. And such record becomes the basis of how God judges us when we stand before God. After making a few waves, words quickly disappear in the air, but records do not disappear unless a disaster occurs. Record of man cannot be compared to the record of God. Record of God never disappears or gets lost, even if there is a disaster, even if the end of the world arrives. Record of God remains intact internally. Dear fellow Christians, let us lead a life of true Christians even in a place that nobody can see us. Even if nobody sees us, let us do what we should be doing as a Christian. Even if there is no reward from the people in this world, let us not withdraw good deeds of a Christian. Whether be seen or unseen, let us record the word of God through our lives. God, who is watching over all our deeds, will record our lives eternally through his own ways. Just as God made Luke to accompany Paul and record Paul's life as the words of God. For men with limited life, there is no greater reward than having his or her life recorded eternally by eternal God. For that reason, today, regardless of the circumstances surrounding us, we can follow the life of Christ in hope. Let us pray. Because you loved us, you gave holy words of God to us, wicked sinners. You gave us your words, not in the form of instant words, but records of love that do not disappear. Therefore, we learn the God in Trinity through Bible that recorded God's words, receive God's Savior, and confirm true love. Moreover, we meet countless preceding men of faith through the words of God in record. Most of them were poor, uneducated, and nameless figures at the time they were alive. However, without exception, all of them recorded the words of God through their own lives, and the God watching over every deed of their lives recorded their lives eternally as the words of God through your wondrous ways. We thank such God is our God, and our God is such God. We thank you for confirming to us today that you will record our life of faith eternally before God through your way, just as you have made a gentle doctor Luke to accompany Paul and record the life of Paul as eternal words of God. Because we believe such God, whether we are seen or unseen, help us become courageous Christians following the path of faith. Whatever circumstances we are placed in, help us to follow the way of Christ in hope. As such, even if our lives have little meaning in this world, help us have the eternal joy of confirming through our lives that the wondrous ways of God is realized through our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.